Madam Chairwoman, I appreciate the opportunity to appear before you today. The Energy Information Administration is the statistical and analytical agency within the U.S. Department of Energy. EIA does not promote or take positions on policy issues and has independence with respect to the information and analysis we provide. Therefore, our views should not be construed as representing those of the Department of Energy or other federal agencies. Starting with a very high-level overview of the linkages between agriculture and energy, EIA estimates that energy use on farms accounts for about 1% of total U.S. energy consumption. In addition to direct farm use of energy, agriculture is indirectly affected by energy requirements in the fertilizer industry. Agriculture also has an important current and potential future role as an energy supplier. Ethanol use in motor fuels has grown from 1.7 billion gallons per year in 2001 to an estimated 13.2 billion gallons per year in 2010. Other important energy supply opportunities for agriculture include biodiesel, energy sourced from farm wastes, and the siting of wind turbines in farms in areas with attractive wind resources. Turning to the near-term outlook for oil, gasoline, diesel, and ethanol markets, EIA expects continued tightening of world oil markets over the next 2 years, particularly in light of recent events in North Africa and the Middle East, the world's largest oil-producing region. Our latest forecast, issued earlier this month, projects that regular gasoline at the retail pump will average $3.70 per gallon this summer and $3.56 per gallon for the entire year, which is about 77 cents per gallon higher than last year's level. On-highway diesel fuel retail prices, which averaged $2.99 per gallon in 2010, are expected to average $3.81 per gallon in 2011. There is significant regional variation in gasoline prices and also significant uncertainty surrounding these forecasts, as discussed in my written testimony. While ethanol production has increased nearly eightfold since 2001, EIA expects slow growth in ethanol production over the next 2 years, with forecast production of 13.8 billion gallons in 2011 and 14 billion gallons in 2012, about 9.9% of the forecast volume of gasoline sales in those years. Until recently, federal regulations limited the percentage of ethanol that could be blended for use in all gasoline-powered vehicles to a maximum of 10%. EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, recently granted waivers for fuels containing up to 15% ethanol for use in model year 2001 and newer vehicles, and there has been longstanding approval for the use of E85, or ethanol blended, gasoline blended with 85% ethanol, in vehicles specially designed to accommodate that fuel. However, EIA expects slow market growth for E15 and E85 over the next 2 years for reasons, again, discussed in detail in my written testimony. Turning to a longer-run perspective, EIA projects that biofuels use will continue to grow to 24 billion ethanol equivalent gallons in 2022 and 39 billion gallons in 2035, contributing to an expected reduction in the role played by imported oil in meeting U.S. energy needs. Assuming no changes in existing laws and regulations, the net import share of U.S. liquids fuel supply, which was 60% in 2006 and 49% in 2010, falls to 43% by 2035. As discussed in my written testimony, future policy changes, notably those involving fuel economy standards for cars and light trucks beyond the 2016 model year, could significantly alter this projection, as could other factors. The final topic in my testimony is the interaction between physical and financial markets for energy. EIA's traditional coverage of physical fundamentals, such as energy consumption, production, inventories, and spare production capacity, continues to be essential. But under our Energy and Financial Markets Initiative, EIA is also assessing other influences, including linkages between energy spot prices, energy derivative markets, other commodity markets, broader asset markets, and exchange rates as we seek to fully understand energy price movements. My written testimony discusses the correlations we have observed over the past few months and how they can be interpreted and contrasted to those during recent past periods of rising oil prices. Madam Chairwoman, members of the committee, this concludes my testimony. I'd be happy to answer any questions.